Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the ACE and TJ Show with a little extra, uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The ACE and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, this is the magic of things. We're on vacation. We're not actually in the studio, but we've got fresh, extra funny material that we have prepared for you. So we will get to that. The fresh new material for Extra Funny, even though we're on vacation, coming up next.
It's the ACE and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some too and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes, promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
It's the ACE and TJ Show with a little extra, uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The ACE and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
This is yet more proof of something we've been saying for years and years. We were the first to say it. And that is that not all rednecks are Southern.
Right.
If you think all rednecks are Southern, then you can go blank yourself because it's not true. Latest in the evidence locker. This is in Providence, Rhode Island. A man was hospitalized with a possible broken jaw early Tuesday morning. All right, so out drinking and carrying on a Monday night, okay? According to the police, the victim said he had been dragged out of the bar in the city and beaten up. Now, we're going to skip ahead. We'll not tell why he was beaten up, but we will tell you the name of the bar. The name of the bar is Deadbeat's Bar.
Okay.
Now that's pretty redneck, yeah. Right there.
Good name.
Hanging out down at Deadbeat's on Knight Street. So the three men started a fight with him, the victim said. They started a fight with him because they did not like the song he played on the jukebox.
Oh, hell yeah. Now we're talking. What did he play?
Now we are
talking. Well, that is the media malpractice here, Ace. They do this whole article and they don't say. The whole article is about a man getting beaten up over the selection of a jukebox song.
Hmm.
And they never say what the song is in the whole article.
How do you not tell us what the song was?
I don't know. You have to just be a complete dipshit.
That's the must-know thing at the end of the story. Yeah. Okay, that's a crazy story. What is the song?
You just have to guess. Would that mean that the reporter didn't even ask? Or would that mean the police didn't ask? Well, Ace, you went to school for this. Where does the reporter get?
Well,
let's see. It doesn't say who the reporter is, but where do they get their info?
The reporter would get, well, it could get their info from a couple of different places. It could, a lot of it will come from the police, from the actual police report. Mm-hmm. But then the reporter needs to follow up and try to track down somebody to interview, some type of eyewitness who is there.
At the
even if it's not one of the
bar.
Yeah, even if it's not one of the participants, go interview a bartender or a manager or somebody who was there at the time to find out more.
Now, I wonder what, because it was three people that had a problem with this song, so much so that they dragged him out and broke his jaw.
Oh, no.
And he had to be hospitalized, as they say. But other people in the bar had to have a problem with it, too. It couldn't have just been these three. So do y'all think that it was a bad song for the bar because it was too sappy? Yeah. It was a downer or gay?
I think it's probably a sad song.
Sappy, yeah.
Like, you dumbass. Like, I'm trying to think of what will cause me to fight somebody over a song.
Like, you ain't playing none of gay songs in here.
Well, you know what?
You take your Beyonce bullshit
right
down to another bar.
That could be something. You ain't going to play.
I mean, this is a redneck place, obviously.
Rough. No, hell no, we ain't playing no Beyonce country music. We're going to play damn country music. We're going to play damn country music.
Take your damn George Michael and Elton John and your Sam Smith. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah. B12, got a Merle Haggard. Mm.
I bet it was like,
proud to be from Muskogee.
I said B12, you son of a bitch, not B52.
I like to picture that it's like the Bubba Shot the Jukebox situation. Like, you play a sad song, and we really got to him.
Mm-hmm. But three people?
I mean,
you played a sad song, there are three guys in there that couldn't handle one sad song?
It made them think of their daddy.
Man, I tell you what, though, you've ever been in a place, and somebody plays some shit on the jukebox or whatever, it's like, and I got to sit through 4 minutes of this sucky. Yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
Just crushes the mood in the whole place.
I've been to a place where somebody played the same song like 10 times in a row.
Really?
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's just not having any consideration.
Yeah. I had to leave.
Yeah, you're just being a complete jerk then.
I can't tell you the last time I put money in a jukebox.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Well, now you don't have to.
Yeah, they have the thing, you can control it from your phone.
Now you download an app and you can sit across the bar and do the click and order songs to play on the jukebox.
But I guess I should rephrase it. I can't remember the last time I ever played something from a jukebox.
Okay. Yeah. Touch tunes.
Always fun.
I don't know that I'm in many places that have them. But it should be. I bet they have them in a lot of sports bars I go into.
I want to say there was one in our Pizza Hut. Like, I think I remember waiting to get a pizza with my dad or something and seeing a jukebox.
Man, when I was a kid trying to get my parents, can I get some money so I can play something on the jukebox?
How much did it cost to play a song?
Probably a quarter, 50 cents, something like that. Can I get a dollar and play four songs? I can play five songs for $1. I'm not giving you a dollar to play songs. People are already playing songs. Like, I know there are songs playing, but I have songs I want to play. I want everybody to hear these songs I like.
But mama, this is what I want to do for a living. Yeah. Play songs for people.
We just spent $7 on pizza. No.
And I think y'all would be shocked at the number of people who are listening right now that just realized that it's jukebox and not jute box. Yeah.
Jukebox.
Man, but a jukebox with a country song.
Doug Stone?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the deal with that? Is that the one?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah. Something about them swinging doors.
Mm-hmm. Where's the sawdust
on the floor?
Why is
everybody wearing suits and ties? Where I stand, I can't believe my eyes.
Oh, I know what I'm listening to on the way home today.
Oh, yes, I am.
Right. Damn.
Doug Stone. Hey, love grows best in little houses.
Oh, I thought about Riggins yesterday on my way home. I was driving somewhere, and I just decided, you know what? It's a sunny afternoon. I was leaving Kinder Music. Coming up here to do the Peyton's Promise Ace and TJ experience last night, and it was nothing but Creed's Greatest Hits all the way up here. I was just blasting.
They have a Greatest Hits album?
Is that what they were singing in Kinder Music?
No.
Y'all got any Creed? Yeah. Any butt rock? Theory of a Dead Man, Altar Bridge. I just know that because that's all I do.
Y'all ain't got no POD.
No Five Banger. No.
POD, that was a good album, Rob. Satellites, that was a good album.
What was that band? Elephant something.
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ain't you got no Cage for the Wicked.
AWOL Nation. Sail! There's little babies in there.
Yeah.
Well, I bet y'all are playing some bullshit, Mrs. Rachel, huh? Yeah.
No, Mrs. Rachel.
Nerd
puddle of,
shit.
Little
nerd
puddle of stuff. Mud.
Yeah. Puddle of mud.
Oh, puddle of mud.
Everything's so blurry.
She effing hates me.
That's a great song. I love that song still, Rob.
Damn.
I'm going to need to put together a butt rock playlist.
Man, Beck.
Oh, don't you include Beck in butt rock, please.
Was Bush butt rock?
No, Bush was considered part of the end of the grunge movement.
Okay.
I don't think they weren't technically grunge, but they were considered kind of that crossover between grunge and new metal.
We
ended up with Korn and, you know, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, love Korn.
Yeah. I love Korn and biscuits.
Can't get enough Korn. Holy cow.
Can't get enough Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh, Breaking Benjamin. Hell yeah.
Damn Seether.
Oh, Shinedown. I know that's me and TJ's favorite singer.
Yeah. Love them. That Shinedown band. Yeah. I wouldn't put them in the same category with Creed.
Yeah.
Well, I would. Not at all. They're both effing rock.
What was the Bush song?
Breathe in, breathe out.
Here's the rain.
I like that guy, though. Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah, Gavin Rossdale. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. One of those guys that at acting, too. I don't know.
Is he good?
Only thing I ever saw him in, I think, was an episode of Criminal Minds.
Oh, I didn't know he was British.
Gavin Rossdale is British?
Yeah.
Gross.
One of those guys that could, any way he wore his hair, you're like, that's a good
look. Yeah, he's good.
And he was married to that.
Cut short, whatever. You're always like, that's a good look. His hair works for him.
Wasn't he married to Blake Shelton's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
She's hot, too. Early 2000s to the...
Gwen Stefani? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been kind of
ever had a tan.
No, very porcelain doll-like.
Yeah.
She can't help that. Let's try not to mock it.
But I think, I'm just meaning that.
Mock it.
Yeah.
She does it as her style. I think that she could... If she wanted to, she could get a tan.
Yeah,
she chooses that peaches and cream.
Yeah,
or sometimes even an Elvira type look.
Yeah, it's pale,
really white.
You pray that you run into a girl that looks like her and like working in a PacSun. You know, like old school, no doubt chick. That's like, oh my God, you are so hot.
Her and Haley Williams from Paramore.
Yeah, you got a thing for her.
Oh my God,
were you working with us, Rob, when they came in and? We're on the show with us for about an hour.
Who's that?
I don't think he was.
Paramore?
Yeah. Or maybe it was just her, though.
That was before we moved over, wasn't it?
Over from the Dark Side? Or?
From over to iHeart.
Yeah. Son of a
bitch. Oh, yeah. That was at the old Kiss. Old yeah.
He likes a redhead.
Oh.
And she
like
is,
your brother does.
And she's what?
She is more fine now than she was before, too.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
No, it was hers here. What you just said?
Well, go look it up. Go watch some videos.
Is her dad Jake that had the workout programs and stuff? Body by Jake.
I don't think so. I assume there's a joke here, and I just don't know.
No, what's her last name?
Stefani.
No, not Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Haley Williams. I'm sorry.
Oh, Haley. Who am I thinking about? Steinfeld.
Oh, Haley Steinfeld. Yeah. She's another. She's a young actress as well.
Okay. That's who I was thinking about. But she didn't come in on the show. Haley Williams did. And Jake Steinfeld was that Body by Jake's name, so I didn't know if they were related.
I mean, I think Haley Steinfeld did come in.
She did?
I believe so.
Probably.
Yeah.
She's cute as a button,
That's
too.
Not her you're talking about.
Did you put the moves on her?
No, I'm pretty sure she was probably like 15.
Oh.
Yeah, at the time, I believe she came in.
Well, good. Haley so Steinfeld, finally.
Yeah, she's really young.
Yeah. Good thing.
This turned weird, didn't it?
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
Don't be surprised to see my wife, Jody, walking around in her stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. From Protege Footwear. You can have some too and save 30% at acetj.com/shoes. Promo code ACETJ. That's acetj.com/shoes, code ACETJ.